Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host that's here on a week-by-week basis, maybe not here next week, is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thank you, Susan. I'm honored to be back on your show. And I just love that Canadian accent of yours. What is that, New Brunswick? Eh? All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. As always, you can find out more about us and what we do at h4hero.org. That's the letter H, the number 4hero.org, where we take shelter dogs and we turn them into service dogs for our military veterans. See how we do that by visiting our website, h4hero.org. We welcome your questions and comments. Always encourage you to email us at pettalk@live.com. Susan?
Okay, folks, you can hear all of our shows anytime 24/7 by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or on your smartphone, same thing, WPETTalkRadio on the TuneIn app. Now, first up today, we have our favorite canine nutritional experts. That would be Anthony Benny with Clear Conscience Pet. Clear Conscience Pet makes the best products on the market, guys. They make super gravy and sliders. And we recommend, of course, both those products to all of our clients. We use it every day with our service dogs in training. And, folks, if your dog is a picky eater, then Super Gravy is going to fix it. So, Anthony, welcome back. And tell us what's going on this week.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's always such a pleasure. And we are enjoying the blooming of spring. Not quite getting flowers out here in the Northeast yet. But we are seeing the light at the end of the winter here, so we're excited. And in that spirit, I wanted to encourage all of our health-conscious, dog-loving listeners to do what I call a spring cleaning, but a spring nutrition cleanup. And what I want everyone to do is to look at the labels of all the products that you're feeding to your dogs and look for a few things that we need to clean up out of that mix. And the things that I want you to look for are glycerin, tapioca or tapioca flour, sometimes called, any type of pea flour or pea protein, anything with the word gluten, such as rice gluten meal, corn gluten, anything that has a sugar ingredient, such as high fructose corn syrup, sugar, maple syrup, molasses, etc. All of these things are really unnecessary for dogs, and some of them in moderation are fine. I mean, a tiny bit of molasses or something in a nice, organic dog biscuit, not going to be a big deal. But when you're looking at the treats out there, and I just came back from this Global Pet Expo, Mark and Susan, and missed you guys there. What I found was that as I look around at all of these exciting or so-called exciting new treat lines that are on the market, and had the opportunity to, run around and as a writer go to the press office and see some of the new releases, and every single one that had any kind of a tender treat had that glycerin second, third, fourth ingredient, and these other fillers. So everyone's kind of trying to get into the game here, but they're getting in on the cheap. And what I encourage folks to do is to really be aware that behind the pretty package, you need to understand those ingredients, and your dog doesn't need those things, and frankly, you'd be much better off without them. So let's do that spring nutrition cleanup, review the labels and check out your food, make sure your dog's in good condition. As the seasons change in parts of the country where we have drastic seasonal change, you will notice coat changes, sometimes shedding. Just make sure that shedding is a temporary thing. If your dog is shedding constantly, we also need to address the nutritional aspect of that. That's something that indicates that the dog's not getting the right fatty acids in their diet. So, we refer back to some of my writings on clearconsciencepet.com, and we have a lot of information there, but this is just a great time to kind of take a look at the products that you're using. And obviously we'd encourage the folks to use our products because they're the purest on the market, and you know, we don't cut corners, we don't compromise. And you know, sometimes people say, well, your treats are a little like that Sliders tender stick is smaller than this brand X so-called dog sausage. And I said, well, read the ingredients. And they read it and they say, well, gosh, I guess that is a lot of fillers and yours is all pure ingredients. I said, that's the thing. Do you want to give your dog a bunch of extra stuff that doesn't help them? Or do you want to give your dog the pure essence of what they need, which is good meat protein, some vegetable nutrients, and fatty acids? And that's what we provide in virtually all of our products. So to help get ahead of the game for Easter, we have a great deal, which is an Easter bundle of our Sliders tender sticks, which Mark and Susan were proud were awarded the best dog treat of the year by the Doggington Post, and we nice. Received a lovely recognition for that at the Global Pet Expo. So we're offering a fantastic deal for a bundle of 13 tender sticks for only $14.99, and that's really one of the lowest prices we've ever had on that product. And don't tell Amanda, but I'm going to also allow the leader of the pack, leader 20 code, to go on top of that. So that's a double whammy. You can get that special bundle deal and get 20% more off by entering leader 20 at checkout. And if you buy three bundles, we'll even throw in free shipping. So it's getting kind of crazy, but what we want to do is to just show people that we appreciate your business very much. And as we grow, we want to keep offering special deals to our special friends. So those are the key things for this week. Do that spring cleanup of your animal nutrition and read those labels. If you have questions, contact us. We'd love you to come to our Facebook page at Clear Conscience Pet. Just search Google Facebook Clear Conscience Pet and they'll get you right to us and become part of our community. Sign up for our mailing list on our website, and we're always anxious to communicate with all of our friends out there. And if you have questions, we try to answer everyone individually, within a couple of days if you contact us through our website information portal. And that's what we're about. Education first, selling products comes after that. So thank you both for the opportunity, as always, to share these snippets of hopefully of wisdom. And we know as a fact, as nutrition mavens, that the difference that you see in your animal when they're getting pure and healthy food is hard to really even quantify. You know it when you see it, and a healthy, vibrant animal is one that's being fed clean, pure, wholesome foods. And that's where the rubber hits the road. Put the right stuff in, get the right stuff out.
Absolutely. And you guys are the king of pure dog food and dog treats. I mean, the super gravy is just the bomb, and the sliders also. So thank you so much for being on again this week, Anthony. And we hope you guys see your spring flowers coming out real soon.
I think that by next week or the week after that, we should see the forsythia and the crocuses starting to show some color. So again, thank you both so much. And of course, always thank you for your efforts with the H4 Heroes Fund and for helping the veterans. We're thrilled to be a part of that. And we're looking to do some new recipes of super gravy. So we're going to need some taste testers. So by all means, sign up for our mailing list, folks out there, because people on our mailing list may get an early opportunity to try two exciting new recipes of the super gravy that we hope to have out within the next couple of months. So a little teaser there. And thank you guys for all the hard work and great work that you do on behalf of the animals and for being straight shooters and the good guys in the industry. We're proud to be associated with you.
Awesome. Thank you, Anthony, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much. Have a great program. And Mark, we'll see you next week, no matter what anybody says.
Right.
Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back after these messages. What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town? I'm hungry. Can't wait.
hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait, I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
Yes, he is. And just remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web. And same on your smartphone, go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. So, folks, the American Humane Association Hero Dog Awards were created in 2010 to celebrate the remarkable bond between dogs and people. It starts off as an annual national competition that searches out and recognizes America's hero dogs who unconditionally avail themselves to us in so many important ways, whether it's saving lives in the battlefield, lending sight or hearing to a human companion, providing therapeutic support to children suffering from cancer, or just greeting us with a wagging tail at the end of the at the end of a hard day. These heroic hounds may be nominated by anyone at least 18 years of age in one of eight categories: law enforcement, arson, service, therapy, military, guide and hearing, search and rescue, and emerging hero dogs. Emerging hero dogs is for ordinary dogs who just do extraordinary things or are just heroes to us. 24 semifinalists are selected by the American public via online voting.
I'll be voting.
Good.
And all of our friends will be voting.
8 finalists will be selected by the public and a panel of judges. And then following the announcement of the 8 finalists, the public and a special blue ribbon celebrity judging panel will have the chance to name the top American hero dog of 2014. Now, our special guest today is the handler of one of the Hero Dog Awards contestants. Here with us today is Sergeant John Nolan. He's here to tell us about SSD Hamza, an 8-year-old lab who is trained to find explosives for the United States Army. SSD Hamza is a true American hero. He gets my vote, of course, in the 2014 Hero Dog Competition. And I believe he should get yours, too. So, John Nolan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
All right, John. Thank you for being with us. Well, let's get started. I want to talk about this. Number one, I have a quick question. What kind of dog is Hamza?
Hamza is a yellow lab.
Oh, I think, okay. And you guys had sort of a funny beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, Hansa and I have not your typical military working dog handler relationship. He was kind of a bottom of the barrel dog. No other handlers really wanted to work with him when they had gone through the training at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. And when I was paired up with Hansa, I was basically told by the instructors, you know, don't get your hopes too high to retain him as your dog. He's more or less going to be a backup for you in the meantime while we work on getting some more dogs. And for one reason or another, Hansa decided that I was finally going to be the handler that he wanted to work for. And we formed a bond almost instantly. And he decided I was going to be the one that was going to be his handler. And I tell people all the time, I didn't choose Hansa as my dog. He decided that I was going to be the one who was his handler. He picked me.
Now, how many handlers did they try working him with? How many years had he been trying over and over?
Well, Hansa was born in 2007, and he was procured from Germany by the Air Force to enter in the working dog program. So his training there started around 2008. So between 2008 to 2011, when I finally went to school, he had probably gone through about four or five different class cycles. So he worked with anywhere from, you know, five to seven different handlers. He finally left those kennels in 2010, and he went with an engineering unit in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And after he was there for a little while, just was not meshing with the handler he was with, and they sent him back to Lackland and requested a trade-out for another dog and basically labeled him as untrainable, and he got sent back to Lackland and put in the pool, and that was when I ended up with him.
So what was your thoughts going through your head when they told you that they were going to put you with him? Now, from what I remember, everybody else that was in your class maybe had two dogs to work with, and there was only one left for you, and it was him.
Yeah, that's correct. The way the typical class works is there's no more than 12 students in the class, and each student is given two dogs to work with. They spend an equal amount of time with both dogs, figure out which relationship with which dog is going to work best, and then towards the end of class, they certify with one of those dogs, and that's the dog that leaves with them. I was in a 12-man class mixed of Army and Marines, and they had 23 dogs. And for one reason or another, everybody got two dogs, and I was the one who was the odd man out, so Hansa was left for me. I was quite honestly very nervous. I'd been in the military for 4 years at that point. I deployed to Iraq and done work over there with the Iraqi police force, and this was my first experience in the canine world. And to step into it and kind of be told, you know, we're giving you this untrainable dog that nobody else wants, they kind of gave me a pat on the back and said good luck. So I was very apprehensive going into it, very nervous, because if you don't qualify with the dog and you don't certify with the dog, you can get sent back from the school and you're not able to work in the canine world then. So it was something I had wanted to do for a very long time. Something I had set my sights towards was getting into the canine program. So there was a lot of apprehension and a lot of nerves starting to work with Hansa there, just, you know, really, really unsure as to how our school was going to end up. But luckily, everything worked out for the best.
And wow, it sure did, because you guys had such a rough, rocky start. But you guys rose to the top. And then you guys were, you actually deployed together to Afghanistan.
So tell us
about the work that you guys did while you were deployed.
Sure. Yeah. We went back to, Fort Eustis, Virginia, which is where we were stationed in July of 2011. And, we knew, heading back to school together. I told Hans, I don't know how much he understood, but I knew going back, to Fort Eustis that, we were next in the block to deploy as a canine handler from those kennels. So we went through our certifications. You know, we had some ups and downs, some training quirks that we had to work out, but we deployed in December of 2011. We were in Afghanistan from December of 2011 until December of 2012, and we got attached to the Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force, which is basically the hub for all special operations teams in and out of Afghanistan, Green Berets, Navy SEALs. We were attached to an Army ODA, an Operational Detachment Alpha, an Army Green Beret team, and that was where we spent our year in Afghanistan. We worked out of a small village in eastern Afghanistan together, and pretty much day in and day out, Hansa was the first American boots or paws on the ground, making sure that the roadways and walkways that the Green Beret team and infantry members that were attached with us were safe. His whole year was spent looking for bombs meant to injure Americans.
Wow. So how many missions do you think you guys went on?
In the year we were there, Hans and I went on over 250 missions on the ground together. Hansa found 14 IEDs. The total weight of all the explosives from the year was over 400 pounds, so a pretty hefty amount of explosives and devices that he located and safely found, ensuring that, you know, obviously myself as the handler that was right behind him, but everybody else, the Americans that were with us or any other Americans that might have gone in that area before or after us were going to be safe because of what Hansa had found.
All right, folks, we are going to head to break really quick. John, stay with us because we have several more questions for you. This is a great topic. So, folks, we're going to head to break, and we'll be right back after these messages. What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And remember, you can hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or the same on your smartphone, WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. So, folks, we've been talking to John Nolan, Sergeant John Nolan. He is the handler for one of the contestants in this year's American Hero Dog Awards contest. And the dog SSD Hansa is a specialized search dog. And John's on telling us about his their tour in Afghanistan and just told us that they took over 250 missions. Hansa was able to locate 14 IEDs totaling 400 pounds. And I know, John, that you had told me yesterday when we talked on the phone that Hansa is also trained to work off-leash. So you could actually have him go ahead about 500 feet and kind of check the area and then come back, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The Specialized Search Dog Program was started to basically increase handler safety with a dog while downrange, whether it was Iraq or Afghanistan with the searches. Typical military working dogs are trained to work on leash, whether it's a 6-foot lead or a longer line that the handler would manipulate and use to move the dog into the areas. The Specialized Search Dog Program and Hansa are trained to work off leash. They work under verbal command and under hand command from the handlers. Hansa's trained to push about 500 meters down a roadway. He'll just make his way down the road doing his search, and he checks back every once in a while. He'll stop and turn around to look at me and see if I'm going to give him a command or not, and then he just kind of keeps going. So it really increases the safety buffer that a handler and other soldiers out on the ground have, being able to push the dog farther down a roadway like that and not be right next to them if, you know, God forbid an IED did go off or they were to locate one. There's more of a safety buffer being able to send the dogs down to locate that than having the handler right on top of them.
And another thing that we talked about yesterday is just military working dogs in general, because you know, as we had talked about, Hans is the lab. And I think most people envision, when you're thinking of military working dog, people envision the German Shepherds, the Belgian Malinois, and I think you said there's Belgian Shepherds also. So it's just so odd, I think, to most people that just a regular yellow lab, anybody's next-door neighbor's dog, could actually be considered a military working dog. How many, you mentioned some other breeds that you'd seen out there. It was basically all about if they have a good sniffer, basically, that can smell out whatever you guys are needing to do.
Yeah, there's such a wide variety of dogs, and it was, it was kind of a shock to me when I first joined the program. Whenever you think about military dogs or police dogs, like you said, one of the first questions I always get asked when I tell people I was a canine handler is, you know, was your dog a German Shepherd? And I tell people, you know, typically the patrol dogs that you see police departments in the military use are German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, Dutch Shepherds, dogs of that breed that you typically see as police dogs, and that's what you envision. And it was a culture shock for me, really, when I got to the kennels in Lackland and went through the SSD kennels, because there's such a wide variety of dogs that they're using, anywhere from, you know, yellow or chocolate or black labs. There were some blue heelers, there was pointers, there's Vizslas. I know for a short time the Navy had some Jack Russell Terriers that they were using on some of their smaller vessels because it was easier to get the dogs in and out of spaces. So, really, like you said, Susan, it's a lot of breeds that people wouldn't really think, and it's, you know, breeds that people have at home that are their house pets that the military is utilizing and putting to work to keep soldiers and civilians on the bases and overseas safe.
How many dogs are really deployed?
Deployed right now, obviously Afghanistan's really our only deployment area. There's hundreds of dogs in Afghanistan, between the new TED program, the Tactical Explosive Detection Dog program that the infantry is operating, specialized search dogs, and then patrol explosive detector dogs that the military police utilize. There's hundreds of dogs overseas. There's a few narcotics dogs that deploy as well, doing support missions on the bases. But really worldwide, people don't think about it. I mean, we have all our bases in America, and almost every base in America, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, have military working dogs on those bases. And then all our overseas bases, almost all of them are utilizing military working dogs there as well. Whether it's bases in Bahrain or Italy or Korea, there are military working dogs all over the globe with handlers and service members.
So it seems like they have a pretty dang good success rate.
Yeah, their success rate right now is the best thing that the military has. They are averaging just around 80%. Sometimes it fluctuates a little higher and lower, obviously, depending on, you know, time of the year and amount of IEDs found. But as far as equipment that the military has, whether it's, you know, mine detectors or vehicles with ground penetrating radar on them, which unfortunately a lot of times the guys using those will find the IEDs because they roll over top of them and they blow up. So, I mean, they're in armored vehicles luckily, and they're moving at a very slow speed when they're doing stuff like that. So it's a little safer when that's the method they're using to detect. But as far as the success rate in actually finding IEDs prior to detonation, there has not been anything invented yet or found that can beat a military working dog. They are without a doubt the best tool that we have right now in all branches of the military to locate narcotics and to locate explosives.
Hey, I understand Hansa has a Facebook page.
Hansa does have a Facebook page. He's actually he's more popular than I am. Most people have no idea who I am. I'm just the guy with the leash. Hansa's the actual rock star, and that's the way I like it to be, because, you know, he does all the work. I tell everybody all the time, I'm just a Kong dispenser. I walk behind him and give him a toy. But he is on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook. You just look up SSD Hansa. He's the only one on there. He's the first one that pops up, and he's also on Twitter under the same name, SSD Hansa. You can follow him on both of those and get his whole story and keep up to date with what's going on now that he's retired and living at home.
So he's basically not doing anything now.
No, he's helping John babysit.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been helping me babysit. He spent a lot of time on the couch. He took over my spot on the couch and kicked me out of there shortly after he showed up in the house. That's his spot now. But he spends a lot of time wrestling with my two other dogs that I have. We have a Border Collie Lab mix and a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix at home, and he spends quite a bit of time wrestling and playing with them. And he's absolutely enamored with my daughter Riley. She tries to ride him around like a horse, and you know I get nervous with him, but he's just been absolutely incredible with her. He takes the beating that she gives him and just rolls with the punches. He's constantly flopping over on his back for a belly rub. He's really he's suited for the retired life. He was intended to be a couch dog from the start, I think.
That's why he failed for 4 years. But John, so now is it, back up, because you said something that just really struck me odd. Now, whose crazy idea was it to get a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix?
Seriously,
there's something wrong.
That's
there.
An NRD right there.
that's our baby Bailey. That's what my daughter calls her, baby Bailey. That was my wife never had a dog growing up. And when we got married, we went out and we got a dog, and that was the one she fell in love with. So we brought her home. Bailey was born a few weeks after we got married, actually. So we brought her home with us, and that's my wife's dog, and my daughter likes to chase her around the house. She's a little thing. She has the long Jack Russell legs and the Jack Russell coloring, but she obviously looks like a Chihuahua, and she's a very friendly dog. She's skittish here and there because she's so tiny, but I know the mix sounds like a terrible combination, but she really is a good dog.
Well, that's funny. But now that we've brought your wife up, I have a secret to tell everybody, but you'll have to wait till we get back from break. We're gonna head to break, folks.
Wait, you got a secret?
Yes, right. I got a secret. And I'm not sure how it's going to be taken, but it's something that John told me on one of our first conversations. So I'm going to let it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
what are you thinking? Then we can do one of those episodes.
So, folks, hang on a second. We'll be right back after these messages. What you mean when you say that he came from the wrong?
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
You're Susan.
Yes, I am.
I'm not Susan.
Well, folks, you can hear any of our shows 24/7 anytime by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or on your smartphone, WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. Now, we've been talking to Sergeant John Nolan. He is the handler for SSD Hansa, who is one of the contestants for the 2014 Hero Dog Awards. And we were talking just before break about one of the other dogs that the Nolans have in their household. But John mentioned that crazy dog they have. Jack Russell Chihuahua mix.
Right.
Yeah, something's wrong with that. But anyway, it just gave me an opening to tell a secret. And I don't know if John's figured out yet what I'm going to tell on air.
I have not.
Well, the first time I talked to him, he said this. Now, folks, if you think you love your dog, you don't even know. Because John told me, Susan, if I had to choose today between my wife or Hansa, it would be Hansa.
He's in
now, trouble. That is some love. Well, I'm hoping that he said that and Sherry was sitting in the background. Oh. But John, now seriously, is that the truth? Or are you just saying that?
I've told my wife, I'm very family oriented. I love my wife and my children more than anything in this world, and I would do anything for them. And one of the jokes, and it's a running joke within our family, and I tell my wife all the time, if it came down to it, Hansa would be the first one I would grab running out of the house, because nobody else in the family has ever saved my life. And really the only reason I'm around today to even have my children or be married or talk on the phone with you is because of the work that Hansa did in Afghanistan. He holds a very, very special place in my heart. I don't ever really look at him like my dog. He's my partner. He's my son, my brother, however you want to put it. But he's so much more to me than just a dog. And most handlers get that kind of attachment. But just the work he's done and the number of times he's saved my life, I really owe everything that I have to Hansa.
And you know what? I don't think I could blame you because Maverick is my dog. Maverick is so close to me. But I'll tell you, a lot of women would probably, you might be divorced by now if you'd said that. So Sherry's got to be some special kind of lady is all I can say.
Yeah. Oh, she's incredibly special to put up with me and let us have three dogs in the house. So I give her all the credit in the world for everything she puts up with between me and Hansa running amok in that house with the children. So she's definitely a very special woman.
Let me talk real quick, John, about the Hero Dog Awards. Now, this will be your second time, correct?
This is actually our third year competing. We competed,
right
after SSD school. We competed, while I was in Afghanistan, we made an attempt to compete while in Afghanistan. And, obviously we were busy with, some other things on our plate, and we didn't really have the opportunity to do the social media push and get his name out there and get his story recognized. That was the year that the Farm First Class, Shuck and his dog Gabe, won the awards, and were absolutely wonderful ambassadors for military working dogs everywhere and for the awards. We competed again last year, and there was a really, really big pool of amazing dogs, as every dog that competes in this competition is in their own right. They've all done absolutely incredible things for their handlers or their community. And last year, you know, we made a good run at it, and we were just kind of trying to build up Hansa's name recognition. So we're fairly confident this year with his story and the work he's done, and his name is out there, and people are starting to recognize Hansa and hearing about him more and more, that hopefully this will be his year to take home the top prize and get the recognition that I believe he deserves.
How can our listeners vote for Hansa?
They can go to the American Humane Association's webpage, and there are links all over there directing them to the Hero Dog Awards. They can go to herodogawards.com, and that'll link them to it. Or if they go and follow Hansa on Facebook, there's daily postings on there with the links that'll take you right to Hansa. You can log on right from his Facebook page. All you need to do is enter in an email address and answer a little security question, and you can vote once every 24 hours for him.
Awesome. So, folks, just so you know, he's got my vote. He's the only one I'm voting for. I've seen some of the other contestants. Don't waste your time.
Well, now this is just John is just in the military category, right?
I know.
John?
Yeah.
There's
eight categories actually. Categories, and so yes, John and Hansa is in the military dog category.
Correct.
So
yeah, you can vote in every category at least once a day.
Yeah. Because I go in every day and click on him. So you should be too. And everybody should be, by the way, because this is third time's a charm. That's what I say.
Yep.
Well, now, Hans is not just a hero abroad, though. He's a hero right there at home, isn't he?
Yeah, Hans has done quite a bit of work in the community when we were down in Fort Eustis, Virginia. We did a lot of different demonstrations for the Fort Eustis community, letting kids come out and see what military working dog handlers do for the police department there. And Hansa was always great to take to those demonstrations. Obviously, he wasn't trained to do any kind of the bite work, and he's more interested in a belly rub than anything else. So he's always wonderful with children. All the kids love Hansa. They like to see him do his demonstrations on how he can climb stuff. He's been amazing with a lot of the different work we've done. Prior to our deployment, we helped a small child with cancer. His name was Wes Pock. He was from the area down there. One of his dreams, almost through kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation scenario, was to join the military for a day. He came on base. He came over to our military working dog kennels, and we have an obstacle course that's in our backyard at the kennels there that all the dogs routinely go through for agility training. Wes ran Hansa through the obstacle course. Hansa was absolutely wonderful, took all the commands from Wes, listened to him perfectly, and really let Wes get a feel for what being a military working dog handler was like. Hansa helped us present him with an honorary canine handler certificate. We inducted him and made him a canine handler at Fort Eustis, and he's always so incredible with everybody he meets. He just has the happiest demeanor and happiest personality. He's wonderful for things like that. And since I adopted him and got him home, we've been looking into and reaching out to a lot of other canine organizations in the area that train therapy dogs and service dogs. And our goal right now, and what we're working with is Hansa, is to actually get him trained as a therapy dog, so we can start taking him around to the local elementary and high schools and let kids, you know, kind of get a feel for what the military has to offer as far as the canine side of the house, and also be able to take him to cancer centers and hospitals and let him get out there and meet with children and cancer patients and just, you know, kind of be a bright spot in their day, which, you know, otherwise is pretty dismal with what they're going through. So Hansa just has so much to offer, not just his nose and his ability to detect explosives. He's just such a great dog all around that I feel selfish kind of keeping him to myself. I like to make sure I can get him out there as often as possible and let other people experience the joy that he has to offer and the happiness that he has to give.
Awesome. Well, you're going to have to bring them this way. You can't keep them all in Pennsylvania.
If we ever,
was there
we ever
something
make a trip
that
out
happened?
To Texas, we'll there... in.
Okay, cool.
Was there something that happened in Pennsylvania that Hansa was involved in?
That Hansa was involved in?
Yeah. Did he help out a child or something?
Not in Pennsylvania. He helped out, as I said, Wes when we were down in Virginia. He worked with Wes down in Virginia. But, Hansa's been all over the country. He's done, a lot of different support missions as well. Another function that the military dogs do is, explosive sweeps for different agencies and assisting outside agencies that might not have as many dogs, to do the sweeps that are needed. Hansa and myself were in New York for 10 days helping with the United Nations meeting that happened this last year. Hansa's done sweeps for President Obama and Vice President Biden in different areas of the country and ensured that their trips were safe. So, I mean, he's pretty much run the gambit of what military working dogs do as far as helping to keep people safe, whether it was overseas or even in the States, helping to do detection missions around here.
All right. Well, hey, hang on. We still have more questions, but we have to pay for our show, so we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
What you mean when you say they came on the wrong side of town?
To Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web, or on your smartphone, go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. So, John, folks, we're talking to John Nolan, Sergeant John Nolan, who is the handler of SSD Hansa. He's the up for the 2014 Hero Dog Awards. And he's been telling us all the wonderful things that Honda has done and why he should win the Hero Dog Award. So if you're just joining us, make sure you go on the Hero Dog Awards website and vote for Hansa. You can vote daily. Now, John, where I first heard about you is through author Kevin Hanrahan. He has a lot of stories about you on his blog. And Kevin had written a book, I believe it was a bestseller, Paws on the Ground. How much of that book is about you and Hansa?
The book was actually written before Kevin and I started communicating. So we're not actually in Paws on the Ground. But on his website, khanrahan.com, if you click on the John and Hansa Bear link, you can pretty much read a chronicle of our story from you know, day one of SSD school to Afghanistan. And I know he still has some other stories in the works that he wants to get out there, as far as some more Afghanistan stories and then stateside and in Virginia. Ironically enough, when I got back from Afghanistan, I'd been communicating with Kevin while I was deployed, and he was writing the stories for us. Kevin was working at the Training and Doctrine Command on Fort Eustis, and then he took over as the Provost Marshal, basically the military's version of the Chief of Police for Fort Eustis, and essentially was my boss, and Hansa's boss as well, when we got back stateside. So we worked directly for Colonel Hanrahan, and he's a wonderful author, a wonderful leader, just all around very, very great guy.
Awesome. I have not had a chance to read the book, but I've read pretty much every one of the blogs that he's written about you, the chronicles about you. So that's actually how I first read, heard about you. And then you, are you also, did you participate in another book?
Basically, we gave permission for my story and Hansa's story to be told. Kevin, participated in a book called In Dogs We Trust. The driving force behind that was, Lonnie Hodge. Lonnie is a Vietnam era veteran. He has a service dog, Gander. Gander's also on Facebook. Very, very popular. A lot of people follow his story daily. Lonnie and Gander are both incredible ambassadors for service dogs and veterans needs, and veterans who need service dogs. So, they're doing absolutely incredible work out there, getting Gander's story and other dog stories told, really. Lonnie spearheaded a book called In Dogs We Trust. It's a compilation of stories from different authors who were either writing about personal experiences with their dogs or telling stories of you know, military handlers and their dogs, such as myself and Hansa, and that's what Kevin contributed to that book. And I know it's been overwhelmingly successful, and it's done far more than I think what anybody who participated in it really thought it was going to do. It's available on Amazon and through Lonnie and Gander's Facebook page. It's Gander Service Dog. You can find him on Facebook as well, and he always has the links on there. But the book's also available on Amazon.com. It's called In Dogs We Trust, and it's really worth a read. As soon as we got our copy, I sat down with it, and I finished it front to back the first night reading through it. So it's there's a lot of really incredible stories about the dogs out there and what they're doing to help people out.
I have to brag a little bit. Susan actually wrote an article or chapter. That's why she's here, to help me talk. So Susan and I basically wrote a, Susan wrote a chapter about my dog Cowboy and me. So we're in that book on page 80. Just so if you wanted to go back and see that. But we have copies of it also. It's a good book.
Yeah, like I said, I was very, very happy with the way it turned out. And, it's a really great read for anybody that's a dog lover out there.
All right, folks. Well, we are just about out of time here. We want to thank you so much for coming on, John. And folks, remember, go see Hanza on his Facebook page, SSD Hanza. And go to the Hero Dog Awards and vote for him daily. And John, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. By the way, he's got two little ones that he's juggling along with the three dogs, Mark. So
I just put the kids outside and care of the dog.
Yeah, we know what you would do. But thank you so much for coming on. And folks, we're out of time, so we are going to send you off. Remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. Thanks everybody for joining us, and have a great week.